a lot of people are actually wondering what really went on with Demeza, and we saw that he had an email on the forum which described a lot of it, but can you tell us like more about what actually happened for those people who might not have actually read what he wrote? Do you feel that he was blackballed from the industry as such?
Well, it was attempted blackball. I mean, if we was blackballed, we wouldn't be sitting here on the phone with you right now conducting this interview, so yeah. It was an attempted blackball. However, it's not something that's really that big of a deal, to tell you the truth. I mean, two guys came together and decided to run a company. One guy decided that his rap career was more important than the others, and long story short, two businessmen went separate ways and decided to do their own thing, and that's where we at this point. I run my own company with my partner Noon. We run PY Entertainment, and whatever Demeza does on his free time is whatever he does. I don't keep up with him, so I can't, broadcast what it is that's going on with him. But as far as the situation recently, just things start to come out to light. You know, when you let something sip for long enough, it starts to come out, and I guess whatever it is that he started to do to other artists is too similar to what he, you know, did while we was over there, and basically, I guess those people are starting to experience what I've got to feel, you know, for years. And you know, more power to him and whatever he's doing. And you know, I wish dude the best. Whatever happens to him is what happens to him. I'm not really, you know, the focus is not on Demeza, because Demeza ain't got nothing to do with PYO anymore. So I really don't like to talk about him. Feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Are you still on bad terms with him, or are you just whatever?
He's not on no terms with Demeza. She's doing whatever she wants to do, and That's basically where it's at. I don't have any form of communication with dude anymore. You know, what happened with DJ Quick is whatever happened between Baby Reed Demeza and DJ Quick. I can't speak on it. I know what happened, but I'm not going to speak on it simply because it has nothing to do with my situation. What happened to me and Baby Reed, everybody already knows about. It's public knowledge now. So it's like everybody is doing their own thing. Everybody's getting to a place where they want to be. And I know as far as I can speak on behalf of my company, we doing everything that we've been planning to do for this year, you know, and anything else doesn't matter.
Yeah, negativity is most definitely out of our camp. I mean, we had to make that switch. I know other artists like Quick had to do the same thing. You know, the negativity is what's been keeping the West Coast down, man.
Yeah.
Now everybody want to keep this bullshit going, and, you know, if you don't work my way, you're blackballed. I'm going to tell all my friends not to fuck with you, and, you know, basically it's supposed to be, you know, the best man win. But it's been kind of, you know, getting fixed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, all my friends are going to know that I'm not dealing with you, so in turn, they will not deal with you. And then you just say, I ain't blackballed. You know, I don't have the power to, no, you really don't have the power to blackball me, but you sure can put a bad word in for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's basically what's been going on.
Yeah, they influenced
everyone. They've
everything.
Some real bad words in for us. And, you know, a couple of record companies, a couple of people, you know, like Geffen, they asked us, you know, what the hell's wrong with you guys? Blatantly, just, hey, what the hell's wrong with you guys? You know, I'm hearing a lot of bad stuff. First, we was having good meetings, and then all of a sudden,
yeah,
I guess he went and talked to somebody from over that way, and he just asked us, hey, you know, what's wrong with you guys? Why nobody wants to work with you? And I'm like, okay, that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You put it out there to somebody hard to work with, and you've already worked with them. No, ain't nobody going to want to try and find out for themselves. They're going to take your word on that.
Oh. All right. How's your relationship with DJ Quick at the moment?
The relationship with DJ Quick is what it was before all of this shit went down. We've always been cool with DJ Quick. I've never exchanged negative words with DJ Quick. So therefore, you know, everybody knows we did a couple songs together. Most people have heard the one, John Doe, and there's a couple more in the stash. But, as far as the relationship, is cool. I mean, I talked to his manager, I talked to him, you know, as far as I know, everything is good. I can't wait till we can get past all of this shit. It's a shame that we had to come together on some bullshit like this. You know, we could have been together on anything other than this, you know, just off of the fact that we both talented individuals trying to do the same thing, focused on the same goal, but we got to come together, you know, to fend off the dogs that's out here that's trying to, you know, bring us down and keep us from doing what we are trying to do, which is the ultimate game plan. There ain't no time, especially on the West Coast, for us to be trying to do cleanup work. You know what I mean? We trying to get to a higher plateau at the moment, and doing cleanup work ain't nothing but just fucking with our schedule right now.
Yeah.
And there ain't no time for that right now. You know what I mean? All the negative people got pushed to the side. Anybody else that has some negativity to bring this way, we'll handle it accordingly. But me and Quick are cool. Me and Quick's management, Mad Science Recordings, and all of them are cool. I expect to collaborate in the future, and hopefully that we can, you know, we can stay where we at, and we won't let another situation like this come together where we have another family reunion off of some bullshit. You know what I mean? Because we could, like I said, we could have came together off of anything in the world. We didn't need to come together on some dude is snaking me and, you know, what's up with this cat type shit. Same shit they were saying about me pretty much last year. You know, what happened to me? What's up with me? What's going down with me? You know, like I'm just some fucking sinister ass businessman that just conspired to fuck over the whole industry. You know, little old me. I guess, you know, if I'm that powerful, I guess more power to me, you know?
Yeah. All right. Is there not going to be a diss track to Demizza in the future, or do you feel you've moved on from that?
Why would we waste our time?
Hey, man,
you know, I mean,
most definitely would never hear.
Why would we diss track?
We don't, man. This is Compton and Englewood, man. It's real shit. All that diss shit, that's the most pumped up on TV shit. Hip hop, seriously. It's a few things that ain't cool to do. One, number one, we go back to the basis of hip hop, of rap. Number one, you do not bite somebody's style. See, the world has made it legal to bite styles now. It's like, you know, you can bite a style, it's good. Number two, you do not diss somebody you ain't planning on fucking up.
Yeah.
Period. So we ain't gonna diss no diss rap. If it's any diss rap, it'll be one conversation like Ice-T said. You know what I mean? See me on the street, see me fight. You know, diss me on records, it's a new thing starting tonight. Diss me on records, see me fight. Fuck that. All that bullshit and talking about me. You don't see Garth Brooks dissing no country and western, you know what I mean? You don't see Patti LaBelle coming out dissing, what's her own name?
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha, you don't see that. We need to get our rap, our music, very much well under motherfucking accord, man. We doing some stupid shit right now. Fuck this. Fuck that. If you got a problem with somebody, you always supposed to handle it out of the eyes of the public.
Yeah,
a diss rap would just pump up some shit on this cat. He's nobody, man. It's over.
Right.
It's a done deal with the Titanic. 20 minutes into the sink. No bullshit.
That's real shit, though. That's real shit. The last thing the West Coast needs is another beef. And I'll tell you, I'll just let it be known right now. Nobody wants to see no fucking Shay Shite and Mizza fucking beef. That is no beef. I mean, really, is there a competition? Come on now. You know my fucking stats. You know my credentials. You know I will fucking run circles around this man. I taught this dude how to rap, so how is he gonna diss me on any song? Which he has, you know, and people have heard the little snubs that I took at him, but it's come down to this. Like Noon said, if it's beef, it's beef. If it's beef, you see me in the street, and that's beef. We don't sit in here and linger on no bullshit like that, because then we can't concentrate on the task at hand, which is to put out quality music and ignore all the motherfucking haters that are going to exist no matter what. We come from the hate capital of the world. You know, it's already hard enough to get in. We don't need to sit up here and diss a nobody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least if it was somebody that was worth going at it with, you know, maybe. And even at that point, it's still ridiculous. But this dude right here is in the class of his own, and that's way at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like doing that is pointless. That's why you will not hear, you won't hear no fucking dollars and cents from DJ Quick on Demizza. That shit would be fucking retarded. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He will not come at him like that. I can guarantee you that. There will be no diss records. And I'm, for one, am not going to collaborate with Quick on no diss track. You know what I mean? If it's a real song, it's a hit.
Well,
most definitely. But I'm not getting with Quick to diss fucking Demizza. He's nobody. You know what I mean?
Most definitely, man. We need to get with Quick just to do another track, another hit, like that last John Doe. You know what I mean? Quick know what's up.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna get together on no evil shit, no sinister bullshit. We trying to cut that out. The new West Coast is about being together. We know damn near everybody. We don't want to start none of that stupid shit. Because put it like this, man, ain't nobody no punk. If anybody wanted to get anybody, you could have been got them. Motherfuckers hit me up all the time on the web, like, Noon, you know, niggas from Main Street, Noon, I just seen you on Whoopie Whoop and Whoopie Whoop. If there was a problem, if I would have started some beef, that's when I would have got shot. When I didn't see them see me or anybody. You know what I mean? I know niggas from all over the place. Quick know niggas from all over the place. We need to keep it together because in California, man, it ain't too far. If you want to find somebody, it don't take a quarter worth of gas to go get them. It ain't nobody got no gates up. Everything is wide open. So all that talking and nothing happening, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
California's too wide open for that.
Yeah.
So wide open like that, let's get it together, let's work as men instead of as fucking kids, let's work as men and lay some real shit down. Let's show them how the West Coast really rocks. You know what I mean? First tribe y'all heard, you know what I mean, from Death Row, you only heard a few cats, you didn't even hear the whole West Coast.
Yeah.
And them few cats still to this day reign supreme. You can't say nothing about them fools, man. You can't say nothing about Dog Pound. You can't say nothing about Snoop. Anybody off of Death Row, everybody from Death Row has been making history.
Yeah.
Everybody.
All right.
That's some real shit right there.
Yeah.
But we really want to know the history, you know, everybody who you want to holler at, Dre, anybody, they all from Death Row.
Yeah.
And that's what, you got to understand, that's the West. And when the West is at its best, the world is at its best.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to put down, man. We're trying to cut all the bull, all that diss track. Now, you go ahead and never hear that.
It would be ridiculous.
It would be. It would be going against everything we say we stand for.
All right, moving on to your album, your new album that's coming out. I see it's dropping on the 6th of the 6th, 2006. Do you feel this is like a good date to release your album? Because I know a lot of other people are releasing like it on the same date.
It's a perfect day, and let me tell you why. Because while you out there about to go to Tower Records or wherever you about to go to buy your favorite release, that release is on the 6th, all you got to do is come to our website. You know what I mean? You ain't even got to get up out your chair. And not only that, you're not going to be paying the same amount that you're going to pay for everybody else's album, because we're known for the $5 releases. And when you buy the $5 releases, you're not even really buying the album, because the album is free. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Paying for shipping, and if you're not paying for shipping, you're buying a limited edition insert that we had an award-winning designer put together specifically for this project, and it's banging. I get at least 50 emails a day asking me who is the person that designed the artwork for GTA 3.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we give you a bargain. We don't just drop it in the midst of everybody else. I know Ice Cube was dropping on the 6th.
Yeah.
Whatever. That doesn't, you know what I mean? That doesn't mean anything for what we're trying to do. Everybody knows that we're dropping at the same time, and everybody knows how to get our album. Now, you want that one, or you want this, or you can get both. We make it reasonable. We make it achievable. You know what I mean? You
basically
can come
for
and
the
get
competition, too. You know what I mean? To let them know.
Yeah.
Basically, we're not scared to drop an album with y'all, and we're not fine. We're on an independent drive. You know what I mean? We learn from Too Short. We learn from E-40, man. Independent drive. We learn from Eazy-E, from the gate. Independent.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to put out good records, and it's not even a, you know what I mean? We cut the mixtape shit out. Mixtape, we cut that out. We put a few original shit on there, and this is now the official street album.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody else got backing from wherever they got backing from, but we're going to be in the streets just like them. It's going to look like we've been promoted by Warner Brothers or something. Like I told you, it's not hard to find nothing out here. It's right there. Everything is right where you at. All you got to do is get there. And we known to be in the streets and let niggas know, hey, we here to make money, man. We here to work with everybody. We here to do this. These albums that we got dropping, it's going to keep dropping. We got Red Rum coming out. We got Scan coming out. We got a lot of things we doing with Brazil and Wimbledon. I hope to be doing some stuff with Black Wall Street later on. We got a lot of things going out, man. It's basically, we doing like the South, but it's not like we doing like the South, but we paying attention and taking heed to the peace going on and just the collaboration that they're doing with each other, and we supposed to come with it.
Something that we originally had anyway.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So we pretty much, it's crazy to even think that we would be pulling back pieces of something that we gave the groundwork, you know what I mean? We laid the groundwork for this whole unity shit. We were the state and the coast that you looked at when you thought about unity among the coast, because we did have our shit together at one point, and that's when everybody was basically trying to get down and be like Death Row and be like the Snoops and the Pox and the Dog Pounds and all the people that gave heat and made way for the Southern explosion to even manifest and for the East Coast explosion to even manifest like that. A lot of cats wouldn't be around if Tupac was still alive, and we all know this.
Yeah.
I was a certain kind of recording artist, you know, unlike any other recording artist, and he represented the West. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Alright. What can we expect from the new album? Like, what will make this release stand out from the others?
The music speaks for itself, dog. It's 22 tracks of hot shit, period. It's not a bunch of cats freestyling over other people's beats and all that. We make actual songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you may have heard some of the beats before, but there's a twist on it. You know what I mean? Something about it you haven't heard before. The song is new, and I guarantee you when you listen to our songs, you're going to forget about the original. You know, And that's what, that's the whole
yo-yo and all them. All of them trying to get with this. They love us. You know what I mean? All the little mix show DJs, they want some radio edits so they can get it out there and do their part on West Coast promoting, on just respecting the West, man. It's the movement we're doing.
Yep.
Everybody's in on it. Most definitely got albums. See, people usually just drop a mixtape but don't really put none on the radio so it can't get heard.
Yeah.
We most definitely dropping the whole shit on the radio. We got the radio push. We got a few people working with us. And you know, a few songs going directly to the radio.
Yep.
So that means the push on the whole street album is going to be a little bigger. We're going to try to really get in there and fight with the big boys on this.
Alright. Is it, like, who's handling the production? Is it all old beats or is it some of the new? Have you got any new beats on there?
It's a mixture of everything that you just said. Some of the beats you have heard before, and then some of the beats you have heard before, but like I said, you haven't heard them like this.
Yeah.
You know, we're more than just artists, we produce as well. You know, we have a big team of producers on board. You know, we put our hands on keys and all of that. So some of the stuff is going to sound very familiar to you with a twist, with that West Coast funk on it. You know, we got some East Coast artists that we signed. Everybody knows who Eddie Kane Jr. is. We just signed a new group called The Conference over on the East. And they getting down like West Coast artists, and they even say it on there. The name of the album is GTA 3 Real West Coast Radio. And we called it that because we want you to get an accurate account of what the West Coast is at this point. And by the West Coast, I'm talking about the new West. I'm not talking about the West that's pretty much just a fucking boneyard, graveyard. Just, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody really. When's the last time somebody released something from out of here that was significant other than the game? You know what I mean? That shit is terrible. We used to reign supreme, you know, and we get one release every so many months, and that's just supposed to do us justice. Ain't nobody checking for us over here because we not checking for us. You know what I mean? Anytime we drop an album, everybody on the message board want to go and bootleg shit, you know, download the shit. They don't want to go buy a copy of it, you know.
Yeah.
It's too easy to get the shit, the piracy and all of that. So it's just, it's a damaging. You know, we come from a coast, like I said, the capital of hate, where cats just will hate on you simply because you're successful. And what kind of shit is that? You know what I mean? We doing this shit to be successful. Basically, it comes with the territory. You reign supreme, get ready for everybody to come and try to take you out because you are the best of the best. And why everybody is over here talking about us, speaking on us or whatever, you think, hey, these cats right here just must be just tearing what? Shit down, you know what I mean? And the truth is, we are. And that's why cats are so much at our throats right now and so much trying to keep us out of the limelight, because they know once we touch down again and once we do that, I've already been there. So it's like, for me, all I gotta do is just touch it one more time, and they know I'm gonna hold on it so tight until I'm ready to leave that it's just not even gonna be funny no more. Because a lot of cats that showed their second face, you know, when things went dim, everybody wants to show their second face and wants to show the true side of them, what's really good. And
a lot of cats side is that miserable.
You know what I mean?
With that girl.
You know what I mean? They took sides or whatever. They did whatever they had to do. You know, dude was a powerful cat at one point or whatever. But the thing people fail to realize is that the brains behind that machine that was that monster was me and Noom. And that's why we run this company called Put Yourself Out. That wasn't something that we just came up with out of nowhere. That shit was told to us. And that was some shit that stuck with us. You know, a motherfucker tell you, hey, if you don't like it, then, hey, put yourself out. You know what I mean? What some niggas from the hood gonna say?
Okay.
Yeah. You know what, motherfuckers? We will do that shit.
I don't know. Saying it like they joking, but it's some real deal. That's how they really feel.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody was like that. Ask all the producers that's on Before the Wait and Before the Hate, my second album that released. Ask them, you know, when's the last time I talked to them, and they'll all tell you. And if they don't, they lying. Hey, well, you know, I kind of showed my other face to Shay when he was doing that project, you know, because I was listening to some other motherfucker, you know, and he had all this persuasion. Come on, man, that shit is retarded. That's why I released that album anyway, and that's why that shit is out in the streets. I got all the releases that I need, and any of them that I didn't get, I still got. You feel what I'm saying? So we're not going to be held back. We're not in this to be talking about getting blackballed and all that shit, because that shit will never happen. We will never allow that shit to happen. That's why we got this new release. The new release is the dawn of a new era. First, we got GTA 3 dropping, and soon after that, this summer season, we dropping a group album, Moving Units. It will be out. All original shit.
Yeah.
It will be in all of your stores. It will be everywhere that you need to get it. And, of course, on our website, www.putyourselfout.net, you can get any of our releases at any given time, 24 hours a day. You know what I mean? And we got some of the best prices on the net. We do all of this shit. We own a real legitimate company here. We just took everything that we was doing and putting forth another man's company and decided to bring all the cheese here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let them know that award-winning art designer, that's S-Dot.
Yep.
She'll be soon available online to do your shit, too.
Yep, that's S-Dot.
Your shit out of here.
Alright, cool. Is it strictly, is it going to be on the internet only for, like, to purchase, or is it going to be on in the shops as well?
Well, GTA 3 will be on our internet site 24/7, like I said, but we also will be hitting all of the mom-and-pop stores around the Southern California region, including all the VIPs and any other mom-and-pop. If you have any requests of any stores that you would like us to get the product in, all you have to do is hit us up on the email, the website, and send us the name and address of the store, and we will most definitely hit and supply them with it.
We'll be in person.
Yeah, I mean, the point of it is to, like our next album is called Moving Units, we called it that for a reason. Last year we moved over 172,000 copies by hand. That means we specifically put those jewel cases together, we shrink wrapped those motherfuckers ourselves, and we put those in all of those postage packages and took them in big ass boxes to the post office every Friday last year until we moved 172,000. Our goal was 100,000 and we went 72,000, well over that.
Yeah.
So we in good shape. You know, I'm expecting a good year this year. You know, we doing a lot of shit. We wear shirts that say Rich in 06 because that's what it is, homie. That's what the campaign is. That's what the movement is. We got a lot of shit going on right now, and it's moving. You know what I mean? You need to find anything that we release. You always know how to reach us. It's www.putyourselfout.net. From mixtapes to DVDs to street albums to anything that you can think of. If you just got a demo yourself and you don't know what to do with it, all you got to do is hit us up, homie. We'll tell you the secret of putting yourself out, because it's not hard. It's just motherfuckers out here don't want to help nobody.
Yeah, y'all be looking out for that book, too.
Yeah.
How to put yourself out.
Book is coming. Most definitely.
Is it all distributed by yourself, or is it help?
Oh, yeah,
help?
By hand. We call it by hand distribution, like I said, because we package all of that shit ourselves. It's a motherfucker, man. You count up 100,000+ copies of anything, you know what I mean, and put them in one little stack and try to box all that shit up and go take it to the post office, and you'll feel what I'm saying. This is a grassroots movement right here.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
We had to hire people. We got homies to just come over, you know, blaze a blunt, you know, just, that's your reward. Just pack these up, man. I know some people got some packages, had a little kernel of weed in it or whatever. Hey, ain't my fault. You know, that's my packaging plant that I roll sometimes. But boy, I'm telling you, we had a good time last year putting things in. Getting everybody to get out there at the BET Awards. Every award show, we show up, you know what I mean, and put some real promotions out there.
That's why we was able to move 50. I moved 50,000 up before the waiting, before the hating. Noon moved at least 50,000 at noon time, and that was strictly off of us going to BET Awards last year, June 27th, and we hit entire Hollywood up. You know what I mean? Everybody that was out there got a copy of either the album or they got a copy of the postcard that basically led you to the site where you can get the album for free. And everybody wants it. I mean, who doesn't want to get a free fucking quality album? It ain't like we pumping bullshit and it's so whack that we got to give it away for free. The point is to catch your attention, because once we got your attention, it's over, homie. We got you.
We got more than just a mixtape to sell.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once we got
the album, we got a regular album. We got the new shit coming. We got the comedy, PYO comedy. We got the comedy cats coming. We got a lot of shit going, homie. J-Bone going to be on the comedy. Y'all look out for him. Putting out comedy albums. You ain't gotta be signed, man. You just gotta be hot. That's our whole slogan. You do not gotta be with who it is. You just gotta be who, you know, what it sounds like.
Yep.
You gotta be hot, man. And if you're not hot, then everything that they will put behind you as a big company, whatever, ain't gonna work no way.
Yep.
It's like the testing ground right here. Like pre-production.
Yeah.
If this works, then shit, your contract gonna be gravy. But if this don't work, then you go ahead and get you a job that does.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they just hit you up on your website if they want to get in touch with you?
No, you can hit us up on we started that website about, I'd say maybe 5 years ago. And the whole point of, that's why we called it putyourselfout.net, because the key of it is exactly what it says, and I'm going to keep pressing it until it's embedded in everybody's head. All you got to do is put yourself out, homie. You don't need to sign to know, you don't have to get backing by this dude because he's the number one dude. You don't need to get get under this label because they're the number one label. If you got the determination and you got a quality product, homie, we can show you the message that you need to know to sell to your core audience. People are out here with this false reality. No, I gotta sell, gotta go platinum, dog. I gotta go gold, man. Man, you don't even know that many people. You know what I mean? And especially if you're just starting off, you don't even know that many people. So find out what your core audience is. You know what I mean? I know my core audience is over 150,000 people.
Yeah.
And that's not internationally, that's domestic. So as long as I can sell and continue to sell to those 150,000 people each time, that's a chunk of change right there. If you can multiply, all you got to do is multiply the cost of an album or a street album and multiply it by 150,000. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It don't take no rocket scientist to figure this shit out. It's all drive, it's all determination, it's all grassroots, homie. We do everything by hand. I still got blisters on my hand from packaging all those things. And we still do it. You know what I mean?
We still plan on doing it again and again and again.
Because
that Eddie Kane album, boy, y'all in trouble.
Yeah.
That Shade, man, I'm telling you, the next album coming, we got some real heat. And that radio drive, you know, the West Coast, they really supporting us out here. That's going to be pretty good on this little drive we're doing with the summer.
Cats recognize us, dog. Cats feel us. You know, these fools out in the street may have showed their ass to us, but the niggas that count and the niggas that stay true from the gate are still there. You know what I mean? And I can still probably count them on one hand. But you know what I mean? Niggas, that's what happens. You know what I mean? That's what happens when niggas get too successful. There's always somebody out there that wants to bring you down. There's always somebody that wants to see you do other than what you're doing. And as far as us, we don't take heed to that, and we're not going to let that shit ride. You know, we got a new single jumping off in June. You'll be hearing it real soon on your radio station. You can mark my words on that. It's already done. Basically, just waiting on us. And the radio campaign starts up next month. We got all of these albums. We're speaking on GTA 3 because it's the closest thing to us dropping next Tuesday, but we got way more than that. Noon has a new album. Noon and the Gang is dropping right after the group album. I have another album. Eddie Kane Jr. has an album. The Conference, Red Rum, Scandalous. I can go on and on forever. Dog, we are just sitting on quality products, and this year is going to be the year that you finally get everything that we missed out on doing last year. We're making up for this year, guaranteed.
So, is that the... So, it's Noon's dropping after the group album?
Oh yeah, you want to know? Okay, I knew that was one of the questions. What the order of the releases? First, we dropping GTA 3. Next up is the group album, Noon and Me, Moving Units. And then that album after that is gonna be Noon and the Gang, his second solo sophomore album. Directly after that, probably around the fourth quarter of this season, I'm dropping my new album, currently untitled, damn near finished. After that, Eddie Kane Jr. Then the Conference. And in the midst of all that, we're going to drop releases from Red Rum as well as Scandalous. Now, all of these releases are pretty much tentative as far as the projects go, but confirmed and up to date, GTA 3, Moving Units, Noon in the Gang, and another album from me and Eddie Kane Jr., guaranteed, this year.
Everything else is subject to change, but, you know, with the hard work and dedication thing for
them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're showing niggas how to really get down and set your goals. I got this album to do. Like, you wonder how Pac had all them albums in a cut. You know, seriously, in one day you can actually do perfect and do four songs. But I'm not going to try to push you that hard. I just need two songs.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah.
In one day. So you do the math on that, you got a million albums come 1 month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you keep this going, by the time you drop, you just drop. It's a drop after a drop after a drop after a drop. It's just good. Good music.
Yeah.
And it follows itself. It's not like you lose yourself and you're like, what the next album will sound like? And if you like the person, you're going to like the rest of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
You give your audience a chance to grow. Remember Above the Law? Remember how they, you know, it wasn't the biggest group ever, but they gave the audience a chance to grow with them. So when they dropped Black Superman, oh, okay, get with it. You know, the Ghetto Boys, oh, okay, get with it. Even my boys, what's that, You Got to Stay Fly, come on now. They've been out forever. They've been doing this for the longest.
Yeah.
Niggas sometimes, I ain't even lying, niggas didn't even know about them when they first dropped.
Yeah.
But then that shit filtered down to Cali. And then they done did this right here. Come on now, it's hard out there for them. It's hard.
Right.
Who would you both like to work with as far as artists and production in the future?
Oh, yeah, Shade, I'll let you go first?
Well, shit, the only artist that I have yet to work with, because I work with so many artists in my career, songs that you will probably never hear, but I keep trying to preach to everybody that I was pretty much born in the studio, homie. I've worked with artists that I probably, you wouldn't even think, what the hell would you do a song with them for, type artists, you know what I mean? But the only artist that I have yet to work with, that I speak to, and that I've spoken to, he's given me words that I live with to this day, is Jigga Man, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As far as production, you know, of course, I'm going to say Dr. Dre. I would love to get back in the studio and crank out some more hits with Dr. Dre. But as far as anybody else, I'm cool with my inner circle, because our current roster right now is just unfuckwittable, period. Yeah. Shay Shice, myself, I'm unfuckwittable, homie. The new shit, you're not even ready for it. Noon shit has come so fucking far along that I don't, you know what I mean, I just let the album speak for itself when it drops. The new album, you'll hear what I'm talking about. Eddie Kane Jr. in just a year alone has become just a terror, you know what I mean? He's hitting the internet up. Everybody knows who Eddie Kane Jr. is, just strictly off of his grassroots grind, you know what I mean? So as far as outside people, I say Jay-Z and Dr. Dre. And you know, if anybody else wants to get into the mix, you know, let me run into you and we can do the damn thing. But I'm not really looking towards my, I'm not looking outside my inner circle no more, because we made that mistake before, and all it does is just get more and more people on the team to just set you up for a fall, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you don't know people, you shouldn't be dealing with them, basically. That's how I see it. So I don't want to work with complete total strangers or whatever. I got to know something about you, something about what you're doing, and you also got to be talented, because I'm not getting on another, you know, whack-ass song. I'm sorry, but I just can't do it no more.
Hell yeah.
You want us to get on your shit, homie, you step your shit up to the level that our shit is on. You know what I mean? And if it ain't on our level, then don't even ask me for no hook, no verse, no nothing, because I make too much money doing this shit. I'm not about to get on no whack shit. You know what I mean? That was my New Year's resolution, to stop getting on whack nigga shit. So that's what it is, man. So if you was planning on asking me to get on a song or whatever, I'm down for it if you got the tips, but the song gotta be dope. You can offer me $1 million right now, but don't put no whack song in my face, man, because I will shock you with my reaction. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Nigga like me, I love to work with everybody from Compton.
Yeah.
Dre, Quick, man, 6 Mill, Clev, you know what I mean? Shit. It goes on and on. Even MC8, man, because niggas been sleeping on 8, man.
Yeah.
That nigga was back in the day bumping the cactus and shit.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas don't know. Nigga 8, you know what I mean? One time, gaff him up. Come on now. You know, him and DJ Quick, them niggas, you know what I mean? Them niggas is hard, homie. With Dre, I just want to bring Crawford, everybody. I want to bring the whole, you know what I mean, Compton City committee together. Dre on the track, Quick on the track. You know what I mean? We got all these just stars and just put out a hell of an album. That's been my dream since I fucking heard DJ Quick Underground. Make my dick feel good. You know what I mean? And Brown Eyed Sweet Chocolate Mama, nigga. I still roll to that, nigga. You know what I mean? Some real shit. One day, oh, man, nigga, y'all don't even know. I got some cuts on DJ Quick that keep the vibes right, man. Where y'all been? I just want to do something with the whole Compton committee, and we got to have a few tracks marked out.
Yeah, almost definitely.
And Bobby Brown. You can't never forget about Bobby Brown.
Yeah, what's up to Bobby Brown?
Bobby's motherfucking Brown.
Yeah, I saw him like 2 weeks ago. He was shooting his Being Bobby Brown over in Hollywood, and I got a chance to meet him for my first time. And that dude right there is a legend, dog. He's on my MySpace right now, top 8, because dude right there is a real dude. Everybody I meet that I seem to like really look up to always seems to offer me words of encouragement, and I appreciate that shit, because those is real niggas like that. Niggas like Bobby Brown and Jay-Z and Dre and Quick and them, those are some real niggas, man. They don't go and, oh, what's up, you know, say what's up and then just, you know, let's keep it passing. You know, niggas actually stop and talk to you and put something into your brain that you can use, and that's what a lot of these youths out here is lacking today. Not necessarily role models, because nobody needs to be a role model to kids other than their parents. However, you know, if you run into somebody that you look up to, it's always good for them to put something in you that you can keep with you and that you can use to your advantage. Other than, oh yeah, your shit is tight and, you know, I'll see you when you get there. You know, that's some fucked up shit to say to somebody that's trying to make it.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody ever said it to me, so it's like, I don't ever want to come like that. So I appreciate all of these cats like Bobby Brown and all these cats. You know, these legendary cats that's been putting it down in music since day one. Teddy Riley and all of them. Real niggas.
Hell yeah, my nigga Problem just gave us a shout. I seen that shit on the internet. Problem, boy.
be another copycat. Y'all get ready for him. Gonna be one. Problem.
Oh, definitely.
Alright.
He ain't even from our label. It's just, you know, we got love like that. You got love for us, we got love for you. We're gonna shout you out like you shout us out. Spanish,
right? Yeah. Alright, can we expect to see any of the, like, unreleased things that you've got in the vaults, or is that never coming out? With the, like, features from, like, DPG, have you got any unreleased stuff?
I got a lot of shit that I deal with Corrupt. I don't know what's gonna make it, you know, dog, because basically, I was put in a unique situation where I recorded a whole lot of shit, but I recorded it under an umbrella of a company who I just don't want nothing to do with anymore. So, if it means letting go of all of those smashes in order to get to that point, I'm willing to do it. You know what I mean? I'm willing to start fresh, clean slate, and all that shit, which I pretty much done. So as far as unreleased little jewels in the vault, I don't know. Maybe from time to time we'll release a little gem or something. I'm not for sure. I can't say. But I know y'all know about all the songs I did with fucking Corrupt. I got songs from Quick. I got
what
songs.
What about the YA niggas, man?
Yeah, the YA
you gotta
niggas.
Gotta fuck with them YA
yeah,
niggas.
Yeah, definitely the YA niggas.
Them.
My niggas from Youth Authority. Try, fucking Bizzle, Flo, Stallone, Roscoe, all my niggas. Everybody know I started the album with fucking YA. I started the album with J.O. Felony. I was working on albums with everybody. You know, my machine was well oiled and running. You know what I mean? And then everything just went to a complete dead stop, and I had to put a halt on all that shit. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But definitely, you can expect some collaboration from some Dogtown affiliates, because those are my niggas, Daz and Corrupt. It's my niggas, I always shout them out, they always shout me out, you know, it's much love, YA, always my niggas, you know, to the end, and, niggas that just didn't, you know, change face when shit got dirty for niggas, niggas stayed around and said, don't worry about that shit, keep your head up, nigga, and just keep your mind on that music, because at the end of the day, that's what it all come down to. Niggas like to delve into motherfuckers' personal lives and whatnot, but that ain't what they really want. They want you to put some hot-ass releases out and keep doing it, because too many people put out one release, and then the next shit is okay, and then they just kind of fizzle out. When we fizzle out, it's because we just ready to go, homie. When we've done all that we can do and all that we want to do, then we'll hang them gloves up and get up out of there. You know, we ain't trying to be 40-something years old still trying to do this shit, because it ain't going to be no point to prove it 40 years old. It's just like a boxer. What the hell are you doing fighting at that age? You know what I mean? Yeah. Live your life, homie. You got plenty of money. You know what I mean? So, put yourself out. That's what it come down to.
Alright. Has there been any, like, beats in the past that you've wished that you used and then heard on the radio by another artist, like, that you haven't taken? Like, the beat?
I can't say that, because if we like the beat, we'll rap on it, homie. We'll get a street album, you get GTA fucking 45, whatever. We'll keep making them. If it's a beat that we like, most definitely we gonna rap on it. You know what I mean? This ain't something that we invented. The whole freestyle, the whole mixtape, or whatever that it is that you want to call it. But like I said, we don't take the approach of just getting another person's beat and then freestyling a bunch of shit on it to show you that we can rap. We gonna show you that we recording artists by making a whole nother song with the same beat and have you forget totally about that original song. And that's what we take pride in doing. That's what GTA is all about. That's why we won all those awards for the first one and the second one. And I guarantee you we will be three-peating when GTA 3 drops on June the 6th. Because it is a street album unlike any other street album. It's not a mixtape. Doesn't even come off as a mixtape. And you will love it. Nate Dogg is on it. 50 Cent is on it. Snoop. Corrupt. Everybody is on it. Anybody you can think of is on there. And of course, Shay, Shice, and Noom, the headliners. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Best of the best from the West. Hands down, nobody else want to test. We got this, homie. Real shit. But I will tell you an interesting story, though, that kind of goes along with that question. I wish that I could have... I used to work with Johnny J, and everybody knows who Johnny J is. Tupac's All Eyes on Me, and even beyond that, producer. Death Row Days, all that. The infamous Johnny J. I used to work with him when I was about 14, 15 years old, and I had my hands on a whole lot of those All Eyes on Me tracks that Tupac ended up using, and they were given to me as beats to practice to write songs to and record on my little 8-track recorder thing that I had, and I did a whole lot of songs to some All Eyes on Me beats, and I still got them on tape in a little box or whatever, but I wish I could have used some of those, because after All Eyes on Me dropped, that shit was fucking ridiculous, homie. I had heard all of those tracks before, and it was just just fucking amazing what he did with the song. Nothing like what I did, of course, but you know, I wish I could have used some of those beats. If you want to get a real answer out of that question, yeah. All Eyes on Me, I would have used those beats right there.
So they were given to you as practice beats, basically.
Pretty much. Here, try this beat out, see what you come up with. I was perfecting my craft at this time. I was the up and comer. I was under a whole nother name. I was doing my damage on radio still with my little songs and shit. I was killing the game, dog. If people don't even know, I had a career before the Shade Shite's career. I was doing. I've been doing this for too long, homie. And I did used to work with Johnny J. And Johnny J. used to always look out for me. He used to always hit me with nice little beats. I used to work with Ronnie King, who is he plays fucking just ridiculous keys on shit. H-Bomb, Howie Hirsch, who's produced for since forever, since the days of BBD and beyond. I work with some real talented cats, dog. Teddy Riley, I bring his name up again because I'm talking about some real producers that I've worked with. People that actually know how to produce a real record. And it's not just making me a beat. It's producing a song. You give me the beat and then we make this song. You know what I mean? It's not just here, slip the beat, okay, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So Johnny J was cool. You know, I would write a song, I would come in, I would spit it for him, and he would say, okay, well, I think you should do this, or I think you should change this, or I think you should come off like this. And as a matter of fact, let me add this to the beat so that it fits this part. You know, that's a real producer to me. So much love to Johnny J, and I hope he's still out there doing his thing, man, because those are my niggas from the old school, and I got much love for him.
Yeah, because I know Little E did some track with Johnny J, actually, on his new album coming out.
They're dope. They're dope, because I find it hard to believe that Johnny J has lost his touch. You know what I mean? You don't lose that kind of fucking, you don't lose that touch right there.
Yeah.
That's something that's given to you, and he has it, man. He's dope. He's hardcore. I actually just ran into Ronnie King on MySpace. MySpace is a motherfucker, man.
You ran into Ronnie King?
Yeah, I ran into Ronnie King on MySpace. And that shit is crazy, man.
Right.
I mean, I'm a holler at my dude and see what's good, because dude plays the hell out of some keys. Him and H-Bomb, Howie Hirsch, man, together, it's ridiculous. If we get together with them to do some new shit, homie, it's a done deal. You mark my words with that. H-Bomb produced on my last album, Informal Introduction, my first one. He had a lot to do with a lot of the production on there, and I sat with him for many a week trying to get all the beats together for Informal, and we did some real damage with that shit, too. Informal is still a classic, world-renowned, recognized as a classic. Everybody knows what happened with the MCA deal, so therefore, we didn't get to shoot off the way that we wanted to. But your boys is back in full effect, and we here to win it. We here to take everything that we deserve and everything that we owe from all of this dedication and hard work these years, putting in all this work, homie. Our time has arrived, and you will be seeing way too much of us to the point where you're getting tired of seeing us.
All right. Do you have any plans for a GTA 4 after this one's dropped?
Oh, of course. Yeah. GTA 3... I mean, GTA is really the only outside project outside of our regular albums that we drop. It's the only real side project that we've ever done and been associated with, you know. So we will never stop the GTA franchise as long as the people want it, you know. The first two did tremendously well. I expect the third one to be the biggest one of them all. And if everything goes as planned, of course, it will be a GTA 4, 5, all the way, you know, just like R. Kelly did the Trap in the Closet. Go all the way up to 20, shit.
You know, when they start ordering the 3 up, then they go back and get the 2 for people who don't got the 2, then they go get the 1.
Or you can get the 3-pack, you know what I mean? Get the 3-pack, because we definitely going to offer the 3-pack, the trilogy, this time around, trilogy, whatever it is. We got this, homie. Get 1, 2, and 3, all in one pack. Get the 3, you say, oh, okay, well, I love this shit. You know, for the people that have never heard of us before, I find it hard to believe that ain't nobody ever heard of us, but for the people that do, they going to pick it up, and they gonna be like, oh, this shit is dope, okay, well, damn. So if this is 3, damn, what's up with 1 and 2? And they're going to come back and get 1 and 2, and they're going to be reminded of how dope we were even back in the day. And it's going to pump them up to get the new album, which drops this summer, Moving Units. You know, me and Noon got a group thing that we did. We're working with some hot-ass producers, Bionic from D-Science and XL Middleton, which I know is another one of the questions. Do we fuck with XL Middleton? Hell yeah. XL Middleton and B-Science are the only two producers on Moving Units. So yeah, we fuck with XL real hard. Dude got some sick ass beats.
Fuck with F Major,
yep. We fuck with Large Money Entertainment, Big Chubb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Alright. What advice can you both give to like people trying to come up in the game?
Put yourself out. Put yourself out, homie. Don't be sitting back soaking and wondering what the fuck happened to your career and what's good with it, man. Just put yourself out, cause ain't nobody gonna help you. Ain't no day, you know what I mean. Dudes don't have hearts like that to steer nobody in the right direction. They want to see you succeed only to a certain point where they know that you won't pass them, and that's all they gonna give you up to that point. So the only way you gonna figure this shit out is to learn through yourself, learn through experience, and to put your own self out. Don't sign no contract with the devil and sign your soul away, and you stuck for fucking 10 albums that you know damn well you ain't dropping no 10 albums. You know what I mean? Get yourself put in some legally binding contracts where you sign up with some producers, you sign a production deal, and then, you know, all of a sudden you can't fucking sign no deal because they own your ass. You know, get your business straight first and foremost before you even put your mouth next to a microphone. Get your business straight.
So you can come to the site. You know what I mean? We got put yourself out legal tips. We got you know, we can help you on your whole trial.
Yep.
Everything you need from the A to B to the C to D, all the way to Z, we can help you put yourself out.
Basically.
That's what the little book is about. Show people, you know, that how-to industry book, whatever. Check this out.
Yeah.
This how you really do it. I don't know what the hell they talking about. Let me tell you some good shit in here about your points and all that. Yeah, if you get signed to a major. But if you putting yourself out, let me tell you what your points do. You have one in triple.
Yeah.
That's all that bullshit.
Yeah.
If you get out there and grind, just like anything else, if you buy some land and you get out there, your family, and y'all build the house, oh, man, y'all got paper. If you go buy you a house, you know, they got paper. You got to pay somebody for that. It's always best to do it yourself. Just come to the site. We can help you out with legal tips. You got some contract needs to be looked over. Send them to us. We'll send you, send it back with some, not with what to do, but what we think you should do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That real shit. Or you could look at it this way. You want a penny for every album that you sell, you want a couple dollars.
Yeah.
I know I don't want no penny. I mean, I'm good on the
team. Exactly. We now putting people out. We got the hands-on management. There's a lot going on right now. So if people want to get put out, they don't know how to do it, they need some fresh tracks, some new street albums, and see if they can really do it. I suggest they come to the site and use the services, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Watch out for that new clothing line, too. That new clothing line jumping off, and we got cartoons and video games that we're working on right now as well.
That's nice.
Look out for all that PYO's in effect, Incorporated.
Alright, well that's just about it for the questions, but have you got any like last words for the fans before you go?
Put yourself out.
Just put yourself out, man. Just make sure you look out for that new album that's dropping June 6th, GTA 3, Real West Coast Radio. It's a hot ass album. You know what I mean? I don't need to pump it up too more. It's pretty much going to speak for itself. You will know somebody that has owned it. They will be telling you to buy your own copy because they won't be letting you borrow theirs. I guarantee you that. It's that hot. So look out for that. Moving Units will be coming this summer. New album from Noon dropping. New album from Shay Sice. New album from Eddie Kane Jr., Red Rum, Conference, and Scandalous. We in effect, dog. You know the website. We have said it enough times. You know how to reach us. And everybody will soon be feeling the power of everything that we're doing. It's right around the corner. All the radio stations got the new single is dropping next month, so as soon as you hear it, make sure y'all start requesting it. You know, you're going to see the posters, you're going to see, our presence will be known, homie. You will see all of this shit, so we just pretty much saying it all one more time, just so it's embedded into your brain, but you will know. Our presence is felt, that's why we still around, you know, 4 years strong, approaching 5 years. We've been here since the beginning, and we will stay here until it's over, so look out for it, dog. And I want to give a shout-out to my dog, Farrell. We put together the PYO Private Party a couple weeks ago. Shit was a huge success. Everybody showed up from Atlantic, Warner Brothers, even G-Unit came through. So, you know, we doing it real major.
Yeah,
we
way major. Shout-out to my nigga Vito, John Vito.
Yep. All
right.
Was that in Face, Game?
Face.
Oh, every nigga from Compton.
Yep.
What's up?